This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Mussine. I'm Andrea Kay. Phil in is the night. We're rounding out the third hour. It has been flying by. You know, nothing makes the time go faster than talking about a Hollywood mogul, who's taken down Hollywood with a suicide murder situation. And this is a story. Phil, by the way, call in because I want to hear from you guys. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is a story that is just growing by the minute. It's growing faster than Harvey Weinstein's gut. The latest I'm seeing on Facebook is that there are several big news outlets that are prepared to expose three other Hollywood honchos. See, we were saying before that this is a story far bigger than Harvey Weinstein, and I think it will be the final death knell in Hollywood as a political voice in terms of being, pushing forth the Democrat narrative that they are the party of minorities, the party for women, the moral superiority crowd. You know, Jimmy Kimmel's going to be crying all right at the end of a show fairly quickly here, but it's going to be because of a Hollywood takedown. But this latest is that three other Hollywood honchos, a kid show producer, an openly gay director who escaped charges in the past, and the biggest one of all, a billionaire mogul who has had buildings named after him. And these three that are supposedly under investigation or being looked at, possibly exposed, is Dan Schneider, Brian Singer, and David Geffen. That's a name we've all heard before. I think that we can probably expect that any of his former business partners, whether it's, you know, Matt Damon or Ben Affleck, Steven Soderbergh of Ocean's 11, Sex, Lies, and Videotape, you know, et cetera. I think he actually faced allegations before on set. Joining me now for this and for the whole hour is a friend of mine. She is a stand-up comedian. She's a TV host. She is an all-around funny gal. She's also somebody that works with me on a TV show that I haven't talked about yet tonight. It's called West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kay, and she brings the funny to the show, and she can make anything funny. I'm even expecting her to bring, you know, some funny to this Weinstein story, even though she's actually faced, sexual harassment here in Hollywood herself, and it's none other than Michelle Mahone. Hey, welcome to the show, Michelle.
Howdy, darling. Thanks for having me.
Oh, whoa.
Now, see, you would think with this voice, nobody would even want to, like, kiss me with tongue, but... yeah.
Well, no, I was thinking maybe the trench coat that you got on might really...
It's chilly. You know, a little flash thing. I was going to harass you, but, you know, O positive, knock yourself out. That's all I got.
All right, so let's talk about this Weinstein story.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, and I don't think any woman that's ever worked in the industry is surprised. You know, I was sexually assaulted twice. Mm-hmm. And when I reported the A-list actor, I got fired.
Wow.
He didn't, but
right.
I did.
See, and that's why so many, the ones that did speak up about Weinstein,
he would
punish them. If they turned him down, he would plant negative stories. He basically worked them to ruin their careers.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I when I first moved out here, when I was 20, you know, sorry, my mouth itched, you know, I would meet people, and the minute I wouldn't go home with them, I never heard from them again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way it is. It's how it is, you know, and people, you know, make the joke, oh, the casting couch, they slept their way to the top. Well, maybe they did.
Well,
close your eyes and think of Christmas or the deity of your choice, but, you know, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And,
well, yeah, I mean, somebody was saying on Facebook, well, I guess Hollywood's going to go back to having to, you know, get cast on talent. And I'm saying, you know what? If you were able to act as though you were enjoying yourself doing something with Harvey Weinstein, you deserve the part. You got some talent, okay?
Did you see the picture of his wife?
Yeah.
What bet did she lose?
Well,
Lord of mercy.
No, what she won was the investment into that fashion design house for her.
No, there's not enough vodka in this world.
Well, you know.
He is ugly.
Yeah.
He's just bloated.
Yeah.
He is just bloated.
Well, you know what? There's, you know, some women think that power and fame is quite the aphrodisiac. And there's some women that absolutely, I mean, how
if
else? Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. And it can be dark, too. You know, but at least now there's some people saying at least now we have an explanation for some of these actresses that rose to the top so quickly in their industry with seemingly not a lot of talent. I mean, there were rumors for years about Gwyneth Paltrow that she supposedly slept with Michael Douglas to get the part in A Perfect Murder.
Yeah. And, I know somebody that used to date her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, well, no, tell me. You know Brad Pitt? You know, they were an item for years.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, she cheated on him.
Well,
they were engaged, and she mm-hmm. cheated, and he dumped her. But, yeah, she was dating the son of a big, big Broadway star, and she is a freak without warning. You talk
really?
About high maintenance. You'll need stilettos, a ladder, and possibly a crane. I mean, she's way up there.
Yeah. Well, she's quite a good actress, though, because you don't get that impression when you... get that impression of her when you see her in interviews. She comes across as, like, you know, just really down-to-earth, like, good gal. She's got her Goop website now.
Oh, my God, with the Goop. No Goop.
Right, right.
Her must-have items, like the $7,000 sweaters. Oh, I'll take two.
Right. Oh,
one in every color. She's an idiot. She's always putting all this stuff on her website that's supposed to be medical advice that is absolute nonsense. She said that working mothers actually have it easier than actresses because when they leave the office, they leave work at home.
Well, you know what? When I think of Gwyneth Paltrow, I just think of her as just such a hard-working, downtrodden gal. I mean, you know, I just feel so sorry for her.
I think of a plate of cold sick.
Yeah. All right. Stay tuned. We got more with Michelle Mahone coming up on The Real Side with Joe Messina. Stay tuned.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
He was a famous gentleman out Chicago way. He had a boogie time.
Play.
Radio, so people will listen. And I misspelled, and one person just retweeted it.
Oh,
it says click and litib.
Well, okay. Or I don't. Was that you saying that, or was she saying that?
No.
Somebody trying to say we were lit. All right, welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Andrea Kate filling in tonight. I got my friend Michelle Mahone here with me. We're talking Hollywood. Hey, I mean, the stories coming out about these Hollywood hypocrites. Here's one Michelle hadn't even heard because I just saw it myself.
There,
an old clip of Jimmy Kimmel going around that surfaced. You know, see, this is what we love about the interwebs. All these hypocrites, you know, they can't scrub what they've done. He going around and asking women to feel his crotch to guess what he stuffed in his pants. And he says to this woman, you should put your mouth on it. Uh-huh. Yeah. So.
If you like a thing, you should have put your mouth on it. If you like a thing, you should have put your mouth on it.
You started it.
I know, I did. Put your phone down, woman, and join
no,
the conversation.
No, I am tweeting
in.
Out so people will know I'm here. All right. We misspell it.
But you know what? I mean, I'm just loving all these stories. I mean,
I
this
am
is
too.
Even better. This is even better than the Hillary Clinton, what happened, you know, tour that she went on. Because every time she went around, you know, complaining and acting like the victim, you know, it just reminded us of why she lost. And so now, you know, I'm just loving this story so much because the left who has managed to co-op and push the narrative exploiting women, you know, really has the karma coming back and hitting them right between the eyeballs. And no wonder they're all so silent. You know, if Saturday Night Live had any guts, they'd be doing a skit this Saturday night, busting everybody. They would be having you come in and play Gwyneth Paltrow on the casting couch 25 years ago for Shakespeare in Love, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Did you send it?
No.
Did you send it?
Sweet!
All right. Now, do you want to improv it? Do you want to pretend that you were Gwyneth Paltrow back in the day on the casting couch auditioning? For, no, I'm gonna pretend that I'm Harvey Weinstein. We're gonna do the casting couch. Okay.
Okay. Wait. I got to get a blank, useless look on my face. Hang on. I got to get into character.
Okay. All right. So I'm Harvey Weinstein. Okay. Look, show me what you got, Michelle, and make it good. Okay. Cause I'm only going to take 5 minutes here with my pants down. All right. What do you got?
I got yoga. And I got like this mint that, grows on the moon in September that makes your hair so luscious. So you should cast me.
Okay.
I'm going to.
Okay.
I like Pilates.
Okay, that's all you got, Gwyneth?
I like apples. If I have a girl, I'm going to name her Apple.
Okay, all right, that's all you got. Okay, well, see, and now I'm done because Harvey only takes about 2 minutes to finish his business when he's made some woman go back to a restaurant. Well, because this is what women are, you know, what we're hearing. He's two-buck Chuck. It only takes him a couple of minutes.
I could do almost anything for 2 minutes.
Yeah? All right.
Except stand on one foot.
All right, so... So tell us about you. Tell everybody about you and your background. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Where to begin? It all started... I was born when I was very young.
Okay.
In eastern Kentucky.
All right.
I don't remember.
How did you end up in Australia doing man on the street interviews?
Qantas. I was on Australian TV on the Today Show there for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
I did radio there as well. And, I've been to Australia 5 times, so I've flown over quite a bit. And, Australians are always saying, well, a lot of people are always saying that Americans don't know anything about the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a man on the street in Hollywood about how much Americans know about Australia. And then when I went to Australia, I did the opposite. How much do Australians know about America? And they tanked it just as badly, if not worse than we did. I asked what 2 countries border the United States.
And they couldn't get Mexico.
Crickets.
And, yeah.
No.
Wow. Mm-mm. All right.
Crickets.
So you've seen it all here in Hollywood, right, in your years here, right? Well, I say that this is going to be the ultimate death knell to Hollywood in terms of a political voice. Do you agree? I think with these investigations, routing, people are going to start squealing like a pig hunt under a gate. They're going to start throwing everybody under the bus. And I say Hollywood's, I think this is a win for America because I think in the culture wars, I think this is going to help America win. I think Hollywood's is going to kind of be forced now to stop all this political stuff, try to get their act together and put out good product. And, you know, and that means real movies. We need to go back to real movies and not Hunger Games number 25, Spider-Man number 42.
Well,
you know?
There were so many unanswered questions in Spider-Man number 41. That was the cliffhanger for me. No, you know what? People are going to actually get an opportunity to work, maybe, without having to sleep with somebody.
Right.
Or compromise their principles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's
casting directors might actually have to work now instead of just putting forth, you know, the latest, you know, ingenue that's going to sleep with a bigwig.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same, you know, comedy. I do stand-up comedy. It's tough anyway to be a woman, you
right.
know, just to, because most people don't think women are funny.
Right.
I do. But, you know, just for a woman to get stage time, you know, I've had people just blatantly hit on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to laugh it off or I'd never work again. I didn't.
All right, be honest. Who would you be tempted to do it with it, one person? Who would it be? To give in and do the casting couch for a gig.
Oh, lists.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio. I wouldn't
touch that little skinny thing with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, honey, please. What's his name with, tell me his name. He was in the movie with Jennifer Lawrence where he was crazy and he ran and, starts with a B. Somebody. Come on.
Benjamin Cumberbatch?
No.
Not
American Hot. Totally Hot. What's his name?
I have no idea. You got to give me the name of the movie or something.
Come on.
In the Hunger Games?
Blue eyes and with the abs.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Who's the guy, also the guy that was married to Scarlett Johansson until she got to be a jealous freak, and then he married Blake Lively?
Not so bad. That's not Ryan Gosling. That's Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, Six Ways a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and Keep It Coming, no pun intended. Also, what is his name? I can never think of his name.
I don't know. I have to Google it. Now, I want to... I have to Google it.
Well, who would you do the horizontal shuffle with?
I'm not thinking that there's anybody in Hollywood right now that I think is particularly
so
happening.
So you just wanted to make me look like some husky.
I mean, there was a while I
that
thought...
That was nice.
There was a while that I thought Clive Owen was hot, but we haven't seen him in years.
No.
Whatever happened to Clive Owen? I you know, there's you know, no.
No, his name's Brad something. Bradley Cooper.
Oh, good.
Oh, no. Oh, do you watch Outlander on Stars?
No. We got to take a break. We come back. I want to get a little serious, though, because we got to update on what's happening with Vegas and this Vegas shooter, because that story is... There's more information coming out. This is Andrea Kay hosting The Real Side with Joe Messina. Don't go anywhere.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at KDArmor.com, CADIArmor.com.
You are some messed up white people.
Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Andrea Kay, a.k.a. AK-47 and Dynamite in a Dress, sharing this hour with my buddy Michelle Mahone, who's here with me in the studio. It's like girls time. Tammy Messina is engineering the show. Y'all don't get to see her, but, you know, I got to tell you, we wouldn't be here, Michelle and I wouldn't be here doing what we're doing tonight if it wasn't for Tammy. Girls' night in! We don't know where Joe is, but we hope he's having a good night. And, hey, if you want to chime in and call in and give a shout-out to me and Michelle, please do so.
Do it.
Do it. The number is 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. I was talking to Adam Sostrin earlier about a topic before you got here, Michelle, that the Boy Scouts have decided to let girls into their organization because girls should have an opportunity to get this Eagle Scout honor. And I'm saying, hey, wait a second. If girls want to do that, the Girl Scouts should just add the Eagle Scout honor to their package of what they offer. Don't be trying to blur the lines of gender. Now I'm seeing that the Girl Scouts have actually responded to this, and they are criticizing the initiative, Michelle. They're saying that it strains the century-old bond between the two organizations, and they are suggesting that the reason, see, I was talking to Adam about motive. I'm saying that it's the left trying to blur the lines of gender. The Girl Scouts are saying that the Boy Scouts did it to boost revenue. And
boost revenue.
They go on to say boost revenue, and they're saying that they need revenue because of past settlements that they had to pay in sex abuse cases.
Oh well, boo to the freaking who! You know, they could just put one of those Eagle Scout things in the Girl Scout cookie boxes, like Cracker Jack. They're like a prize inside. I do not like Girl Scout cookies. I buy them and you know, because they give them to the troops or whatever. But
yeah.
I'd rather eat the box. I don't like Girl Scout cookies. But I don't see what the big deal. Just be a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout or what have you. And just stop making a fuss. People get mad over fuzz.
Right.
I mean, everything is offensive.
Right.
You cannot do anything that somebody isn't offended. You can't say anything, wear anything, do anything.
Yeah, I'm surprised I'm able to find. There's so many hilarious shows. 90s was my decade. And, you know, I love 90s music, 90s, rap, even though, I can't stand my man Snoop Dogg anymore.
Oh!
Because,
That's my boy right there.
Snoop used to be my boy, too, but I can't dig Snoop anymore after he's supporting that anti-Trump stupid rant from that Eminem Slim Shady fool at the Hip Hop Awards the other night. He blasting Trump as being anti-woman in the middle of this Weinstein story. And oh, by the way, Marshall Mathers, didn't you make your career off of a song in which you talked about beating your wife? Okay?
No, okay.
And so now Snoop is saying, oh, now, it put out this video to Eminem saying, oh, I always knew you were a real N-word. So no, Snoop lost me, okay? He was the original OG. Him and Dr. Dre, they were my boys. But not anymore. But they're back in the 90s, though, there was one of the, to me, you're a comedian, tell me if I'm wrong, but In Living Color, was that not like the funniest show?
All right. I'll tell you what. You didn't have to watch the show. Now, my husband's worked at Fox for almost 26 years, and that was one of his shows. You didn't have to actually watch In Living Color, because on the commercials, they showed every joke. Everything that was funny was in the commercial.
Well, I don't even know what you mean.
Well, I mean, you know, when they show a promo for a show?
Yeah.
Everything that was funny was in the promo.
Yeah.
So when you watch the show, I'm like, oh, I've seen this already, and nothing else is funny. So I would just watch the promo and get on with my evening.
Well, all I have to say is that in terms of being offended by everything, that show could not be broadcast now, because when you had skits like Mo Money, Mo Money, Mo Money, showing black guys at the back of a van trying to sell off stolen goods, they couldn't make that show now. They couldn't do a show anymore, that show anymore, because remember they had the gay guys doing the movie review, two thumbs up.
I know. I just watched, two snaps up in Z formation.
Yeah, that's right.
My favorite was when they were selling, they were at the ballpark selling car radios, and the game was over, and they said, well, you know what that means? We relocating. I was dying.
Yeah, it was a great show, but they couldn't make that show now.
Archie Bunker.
Because everything is racist. I mean, when we're at the point with this country to where a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is racist, or Dr. Seuss is, how can the left say Dr. Seuss is racist when Jesse Jackson Jr. used to read Green Eggs and Ham? Remember, didn't he read Green Eggs and Ham on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, that
Jesse
was hysterical.
Jr.
He read it. He read it like straight, like
right.
Like it was Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I do not like Green Eggs and Ham. And see, now I'm a racist because
right.
I did that little voice thing, which did not sound like black or any other color. It just sounded like I was an idiot. But it was a very funny, funny read.
Google
it.
So we've lost our sense of humor. You know, you're a comedian. Have we? No, I know you haven't. But America has lost its sense of humor when everything is so highly charged. Not only is everybody offended by everything, but now there's nothing. You're not allowed to be funny anymore. I guess if you're a liberal comic, you know, or a late night talk show host, you can make jokes at the expense of conservatives. That you can make jokes as long as it's at the expense of Christians. And that's about it. Or southern white people. But that's it. And and in general, Americans have lost their sense of humor.
Well, yeah, it's because, you know, you're brought up by, this is the generation that got a ticker tape parade for showing up on time, and everybody got a trophy, and you're so special. You're just so special. My sister-in-law is a kindergarten teacher, and, you know, that is just such a special girl. And no, everybody is not special. When I was a kid, special means you got there on the short bus.
Right.
Okay, it didn't mean you were gifted.
Right. It meant you might be seen in the corner sniffing glue. Did you know that now there are some schools that are taking valedictorian off of, they're not having valedictorian anymore because it creates I can't remember the term, an unpleasant competition. You know what? You better, what's wrong with competition? What are we gonna get rid of all of our sports because you're not allowed to have a winner or a loser? You know what? In life, there's winning and there's losing. In life, there is stack rankings. I worked in corporate sales, and the rankings and your sales were posted on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody could see who was having a great month and who wasn't. And everybody knew who was meeting their quota and who wasn't.
Yeah. That time I peed my pants in kindergarten. Garden, everybody knew it.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you got to deal with it.
That's right. You got to deal with it.
Now, they would have, like, a tent around the kid.
Yeah.
Plastic.
Now, exactly.
They would punch a hole in the roof and fake a leak.
Right.
To protect the child's feelings. They would go that far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they'd make all the other kids have to pee in their pants, you know, to show solidarity. Right?
Oh,
and
I like it.
Make everybody walk around.
Oh. Yeah, and you can't sit on the rug Indian style to
right.
listen to stories.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And my grandpa's have Cherokee Indian, so I can say that. But, mm-hmm. yeah, like the Redskins, I don't like football.
Well, and steakhouses aren't going to be able to sell tomahawk steaks anymore. Right, you know what the tomahawk is? That's where they take a big old red ribeye steak and they trim the meat around so that you've got a big, you know, a handle of bone that you can hold up and gnaw on it. And you know what? I come from American Indians too, so I'm allowed to say tomahawk steak.
I like gnawing.
Okay?
I'll gnaw on anything.
Oh no. Well, you know what? You should have been in front of Harvey Weinstein up for Shakespeare in Love. Then if you're
well,
gnawing
anything,
I wouldn't
be sitting here. I'd be rich.
Yeah.
Up in the hills.
All right, I got to get to a serious story, though. I got to update people if they've seen it. Drudge is reporting that a worker warned the hotel before Las Vegas shooter opened fire on the crowd. You know, I think we've all been suspecting for a few days now that the hidden story, hidden scandal here is not the motive of the shooter, but maybe whether or not the rampage could have been prevented. Because this is a hotel that had to have video of what happened in the hallway with a guard. The hotel is now, the sheriff has come out and said that the guard who was shot in the hallway was shot 6 minutes before the rampage began. So it leads a lot of questions as to how was he able to then go on an 11-minute shooting rampage unabated, and the worker in the hallway was 200 rounds went through that door to that guard in the hallway, and yet still he was able to go for 11 minutes without anybody busting through the door. These hotels in Vegas have such high security that you can't even pick your nose from the blackjack table down the street at another hotel without them seeing it. But dude's got, I don't know how many weapons, busted out windows, shooting 200 rounds through a door, and nobody shows up at his door.
If I get shot, and I'm not making light because my cousin was at that concert.
Yeah.
And thankfully he didn't get shot.
But he was traumatized.
Well, very much so.
Yeah.
Very
so he suffered.
So. Yeah, my cousin was there. And, If somebody shoots me, I'm going to let somebody know in less than 6 minutes.
Well, shouldn't the hotel have known when 200 rounds went through a door? What about all their security, their cameras, their audio system? How did they not know? How would
if
there
I
not...
got the TV up to like, your TV's too loud.
Exactly.
Too loud. But you can blast an automatic weapon.
All right. Well, hold that thought. We're going to continue to be loud here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. On the other side of the break, it's Andrea Kay sitting in for Joe with Michelle Mahone. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008. Putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Is that Black Magic Woman?
Oh, it's African American Magic Woman. Gonna say
it. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Andrea Kay filling in for him, and I got my buddy funny gal Michelle Mahone. Even though before the break we weren't talking about anything particularly funny, but you know what, we're talking about the Vegas shooting and so many inconsistencies with that. But you know, we still gotta laugh in the middle of these tough times, don't we, Michelle?
I do.
You know what I mean, if we have to keep laughing, otherwise we're just gonna let these situations make us crumble. But the friends of mine in Vegas are saying that We're never going to get the true story as to what happened there because they're concerned about damaging the tourist industry. I don't think it's going to stop anybody. There's conventions still happening every day, concerts and things going on. Look at America. I mean, you know, after 9/11 happened 16 years ago, not only are we continuing to go through our lives, we're importing. We're saying, hey, all you from these terrorist-infested countries, come on in. I mean, that's who we are.
Yeah. Have some cheese. Welcome.
Yeah.
Give us your poor, your tired, your huddled masses, and your frickin' loons.
Yeah, and exactly. That's kind of where we're
Thank
at.
You drive through.
Yeah.
What I like is that Governor Jerry Brown made all of California a sanctuary state.
Right.
And I'm like, good. So we already have 2 million plus illegal aliens in California. So now they'll all just flock to California, and ICE can pull up a bus and just drive them the 2 hours to Tijuana. I like it.
Yeah.
Easy breezy.
Yeah, easy
Lemon
peasy.
Squeezy.
Yeah. You know, it's five minutes in, and Hillary Clinton was literally blaming the NRA and, you know, pushing for gun control. Meanwhile, they are literally providing, where's the illegal alien felon, you know, murderer control? They are literally providing sanctuary and to protect felons and murderers in the state of California, and in Oregon as well. They are literally giving lesser sentences to illegals that they know that are here to protect them from being reported to ICE.
Here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I am fine with all the illegal aliens staying and more coming, if you tell me what law I'm allowed to break.
Oh, no.
Because the key word in illegal alien is illegal. So they're breaking the law. So if they get to break the law, then I should get to break a law, too.
Yeah.
Do we draw up from a hat shoplifting, you know, blackmail? Which law do I get to break?
Well, which one do you want to break?
Oh, I need some new shoes.
You do?
Mama needs some new shoes.
Yeah, so you got to go Jimmy Choo or whatever it is the most expensive these days.
Oh, I mean,
if you're gonna get one freebie, you got in its
Louis Vuitton.
Louboutin.
I'm like right. Weinstein.
Yeah.
For some Louboutins.
I can't. They're too high heeled for me. My days is walking around in four inch high heels.
You don't walk in them, fool.
Well,
you valet park. You go to the two steps to the door and you sit down. We're in California. We don't walk.
Yeah. Well, and that's when you need the old days of having a full service gas station. Why do we not have? I thought about this today because I was like cranky in my car. I needed my windshield. I needed gas,
cranking.
And my windshield was all. And I'm like, you know, I should be able to pull up. What happened to that? Why do we not have full service gas stations anymore? If you are willing to pay $4 for a cup of coffee and then tip for it because you're going to pay somebody to make you a cup of coffee, why do we not have the option anymore to go to a full service gas station and pay extra for gas? What happened to that?
Excuse me.
Yes.
It's illegal to pump your own gas in Oregon.
What?
Yeah, it's illegal to pump your own. It's illegal.
What do you mean it's illegal?
I can't
go and pump my own gas in Oregon?
No. It's illegal.
Well, then why is it illegal?
Because it is. And I asked somebody that.
Okay, I'm going to need more than because it is.
Well, that's all I got. Because I did a gig in Oregon at this Indian casino. It was fun. And I was driving my rental car, and I needed some gas, and I got out like I knew what I was doing. I put, hey, you know, you would have thought I was robbing the place. You can't pump the gas. I was like, is it out? And they were like, no. I was like, is it diesel? I was like, well, what? It's illegal. I said, what's illegal? Gas is illegal. No, pumping gas is illegal. I said, well, how is it supposed to get in the car? I mean, it was like a whole thing. They said, we have to do it for you. I said, is it extra? And they said, no. And I'm
Why
like, well,
that?
I don't know what to do now. Do I walk around the car? Do I get in? Do I, you know,
you never had
me a
you never went to a full service
How
gas
far
station
does
before?
It go? No.
See, I'm loving that. Did they also check your oil and wash the windshield?
Oh, gracious, no. Don't be silly. See,
that's what they used to do at the full service gas station.
Yeah, but that's when you pull that beep beep, you know, and he'd come out with a little hat.
I miss that.
You know, you need to be in a Twilight Zone episode. They always have the. I love the Twilight Zone.
No, Night Gallery was better than the Twilight Zone.
Night Gallery was so much better. Stop it.
Kimmy Wayans,
we will end this show right here because
hey, end your show. You need to end the show.
Snoop's my boy, and Twilight Zone, Top's Night Gallery, and you know why? Because every holiday, they do the Twilight Zone Marathon, and
what
Memorial
that?
Day, Labor Day, I don't sleep for like 3 days. And if
that doesn't make that doesn't mean that it's better than Night Gallery.
Yeah, it does, because nobody runs a marathon on it. It's only on like Hulu.
There's 11
people.
Tammy's going to be our tiebreaker.
You need to visit Massachusetts, okay? They do have full service. Hat, beep, beep.
Yay.
Okay.
I love that.
And you can get the whole shebang there.
Perfect.
You have a choice. You can buy it yourself or you can get full service.
See, that's what I grew up with in the South.
So there are some states that, I mean, obviously this is a state by state issue.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon, maybe people aren't able to handle their own gas pumping.
Right.
And with regards to Night Gallery versus
Twilight
Zone.
Yes.
Except leafy green.
Well, I've never seen Night Gallery.
You've never seen Night Gallery?
No. You think I'm lying to you?
No. Yeah. I'm just surprised. Well, you know, it's basically, how do you describe it? I mean,
well, I haven't seen it until the other night. It's Twilight Zone, only not as good.
No, it's better. He walks through a picture, a painting, into another world.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Cool.
I think
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I'll break the tie next time.
It's darker, more serious, and
Twilight Zone's awesome.
No, I didn't like the Twilight Zone.
I got a bit of trivia for you.
Yes.
The guy that announces Twilight Zone, whatever his name
Rod Serling.
Yeah. He was so petrified of being on camera that 99% of you're interested, you know, that
yeah.
is, he's thinking they're rehearsing. because he was so petrified of being on camera when they rolled. He'd do a Cindy Brady where she just sat there looking at the red light. Baton Rouge. Remember that episode? Yeah. He thought, and every now and then, like one time he had a cigarette and he flicked it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The good old days when you could smoke ciggies on TV, right?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Okay.
They smoked.
So Mary Tyler Moore versus Bob Newhart show. I was
Mary Tyler Moore.
Carol Burnett was better than all of them, though.
Andy Griffith?
No, I didn't like Andy.
No. We were doing all right until this show. No. This might end our whole deal.
How could you like the Andy Griffith show?
I have every episode on DVD and VHS for backup.
No, for reruns of old shows like that, I hated Gilligan's Island, and I hated that show. What were we even talking
about? I'm not even listening to you at this point.
No, I liked My Three Sons reruns.
And blows.
Oh, I love My Three Sons.
Those stupid
Fred
shoes.
And I did not like the Dick Van Dyke show.
He tripped over the ottoman every time.
I hated
his
shtick.
She wore the hot pants. She was the first woman on TV to wear them britches.
No, I didn't like Dick Van Dyke show, and I didn't like All in the Family either. I didn't understand why my parents liked that show.
All in the Family was hilarious. No. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Songs that they said parade.
That's how you got.
I just took you there. Yeah, that's where we went.
All right. Well, where are we going from here? What's up?
I don't think there's anywhere to go from here.
Well,
because
I guess
we have nothing in common. What shoe do you wear?
I wear whatever size of Louboutins you want to give me, because I can always put. I wear a 7.
I wear a 9. We're like the odd couple.
Yeah, we're like Mary and Rhoda. I'm the Mary, by the way.
Are you gonna be freaking
Michelle
Rhoda with the rag on my head? That's what you're telling me?
Hey, I liked that show,
too. We were friends before. You know what? At 7:57 Pacific Standard Time this evening, she and I were friends.
Yeah.
There's a window, and it just went out.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's fun to reminisce on the good when Hollywood was putting out shows that weren't political. They weren't shoving their agenda on us.
You didn't like any of them.
Bewitched. I loved Bewitched.
Thank you.
And you know what? You know, I didn't like I Love Lucy when she was married to Ricky, but I liked the show that she did later with Ethel when they were grown and they were two single gals with their grown kids. Did you ever watch the Lucy show?
No.
That was the Lucy show. I liked that.
I didn't see it.
You
I'm
didn't see that?
Way younger than
okay,
you.
Okay, Partridge Family. Partridge Family. Who remembers the Partridge Family?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember seeing it. Seriously.
All of these shows were in reruns.
Yeah, but I didn't like it because I thought the mom was weird. Who travels around in a van with that creepy guy?
A cool mom wearing bell bottoms.
They look like the founding fathers. Their shirts were all ruffly.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Thanks to all my amazing guests. This is Andrea Kaye filling in tonight for Joe Messina on The Real Side. My show is The Andrea Kaye Show. For details, you can go to AndreaKayeShow.com. My show is on AM 1170 in San Diego. And I'm also the host of West Coast Weekly with Andrea Kaye. And you can go to the Jewel TV. That's it.